Mm-hmm. It would dry it up.
Mm-hmm. And did people worry much then about their weight like they do now?
I really don't think they did. It don't seem like people
women
would.
Weren't always talking about the midriff.
Yeah,
what do they call it? The midriff?
I just call it old weight, but you never hear nothing like they didn't worry about old it being old weighted and stuff like that like people do now. Worry about it quite a bit, being old weight, because I worry about myself sometimes about being old weight.
But in those days they did.
Oh no, I never hear tell them none of them. It's like people were more satisfied in a way of speaking than they are now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they worry about one thing, they're worrying about another one.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, that's scripture, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh, I forgot to ask you, what church did you go to?
Now?
Yeah, or what? Well, I just.
Well, I'm a Baptist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That's my church right over here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought you must be Baptist because you know so much about the scriptures. Baptists always know a lot about the scriptures.
Well, I don't know about that.
No, that's true. I think my mother was a Baptist.
Oh, she is.
My mother's a Baptist.
Oh, nice to know that.
And my father was a Methodist.
He was. Well, yes, I said so, my grandfather was a Methodist.
Oh, was a Methodist?
My grandfather were. Mm.
So I was always going to both churches.
Both churches.
See, neither one of them would give in, you know.
And, well, I'm sorry. I like the Methodists, so I like their motto. Of course, he doesn't keep a preacher always.
I like, yeah, that's true.
And I like that.
I like that too.
Yeah.
And then you know that you'll get a new one, you know.
That's right.
So often
I think
you
can stay at a place too long. Mm-hmm. I think you need to move up a little and get somebody else.
And you that's don't go through all that trouble like my mother's church in Marshall.
Uh huh.
She's her Baptist church. They're trying to find a new preacher, and they've been trying for I don't know how long.
How long?
You know, to find one.
Uh huh.
So. Because it's a little town, and it's hard to get people,
to get people
come
in,
you know, and all that. Now, if again, back to the clothing, a woman that was that liked to put on fancy clothes and everything, they'd say, well, she really likes to.
Mm-hmm.
But they say dress up or doll up or.
Oh yeah, you would see some with just a few though look like a. Doll up or dress up, what you might call it.
Mm-hmm.
Some would have on jewelry and some nice pieces, maybe a suit like that, you know. You catch a few, but you can catch them like they is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't plentiful like they is now.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about women who like to look in the mirror and fix themselves up and look at themselves in the mirror all the time? They say women like that really like to.
Well. My race of people, they would straighten their hair, you know, and they would roll it to make it curl, and then through the week time, they used to wrap hair with strings.
Uh-huh.
Wrap the hair all up with strings, just take it down when they get ready to go to church someplace and comb it like that.
Well, did they say that women who were always looking at themselves, did they say they
like
to primp? Did they use that word?
Oh yeah, they said they always think they're looking cute.
What would you call a small leather container with a clasp on it that people would put their coins in, their little change? And
well, stuff. I didn't never see none of those back there.
Change purse or anything?
No. Mm-mm. So, not when I was small, because you know, I growed up and they would call them coin purses.
Now, what about something like this?
They'd call that braces.
Mm-hmm. And how about around their necks? They'd
call them lockets. Mm-hmm. Around their neck.
Did they have beads?
Yeah, you see quite a few beads.
Mm-hmm.
They were beads.
Mm-hmm.